This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Southern Cortez Community Association will be hosting their second annual Spring Equinox Party. Things will be a bit different this year. I caught up with the organizer, Rebecca Thacker, to find out what we can expect from this year's event and how the community can help. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So please tell me, when is this Spring Equinox event happening?
March 25th. It's a Saturday. It's the first Saturday after the equinox, which is on the 21st, 22nd.
Awesome. And how is it different from last year's event?
So last year we hadn't had a gathering, any big gatherings. So we had it outside. It was a lot of work to tarp off the area and everything and set up the stage. And we had the fire, which was really nice. But this year it's going to be inside. We won't have to worry about the weather. It's going to be contained. It's going to be really fun. We still have the movie room for kids and the concession, and it should be great.
So this year the music and the live entertainment will be inside in the main hall?
Yeah, that's right.
And who will be entertaining us this year?
So we're still looking for people who want to contribute for entertainers. We have Island Rhythms. We have a DJ, Ira. We have Jesse Roy and Kyle and Alan. And Sandy Keith will be doing the sound. So anyone who wants to jump in, contact me and we'll talk about it.
Excellent. Oh, and how can people that want to get involved contact you?
The best way is probably email, rebecca@mansonshall.org.
What other types of help are you looking for right now for this event?
We need someone to help make food or be involved in the concession. I need people to help decorate and take down entertainers I mentioned, people for the door, and maybe just people that have ideas and energy and want to get involved.
Awesome. You said there's going to be movies for the kids. That was something that you did last year as well, right? How did that go over?
That was kind of a new offering.
I hadn't seen at a big event like that before.
Yeah, I think it was really successful. It was a really nice thing to offer. The kids were super excited about it. We played a few movies in a row. The kids were coming and going, and they didn't get bored and drag their parents home early. And the kids are super excited about it happening again.
Awesome. And did you mention what movies you have planned?
I've been talking to the kids, and they've chosen Zootopia and 13 Going on 30. That'll be the last one for the older kids. And we're open to ideas, and that could change. But that's what we have for now.
Excellent. And that's in the OM studio.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So how much does the event cost?
So it's $7. Kids are free. Kids under 12 are free. And you can also use the new punch cards for the hall. So that would only be $5. You can use that to get in as well.
Ah, excellent. The new punch card passes are redeemable at this event.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay. Yeah. And what time does the event start?
So it's 7 to 11.
And how should people dress for this event?
How should people dress? That's a really good idea. Something spring inspired, maybe? I'm open to a theme, if someone has a good idea for a theme.
There's lots of room for more creative energy.
Totally.
And you're making the call out for volunteers and entertainers.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the point of this event?
The main point is to get the community together and just celebrate being together. That's why the price is so low. It was really fun last year, and we want to do it again, celebrate spring, the return of the light, and it's also a fundraiser for the hall.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah. Last year we had a great turnout. We raised $700 after all the costs, and so we're hoping to do even better this year.
And is that actually how you're funding this year's event, with last year's revenue?
Yeah, that's part of how we're funding it.
Awesome.
But some of that money will be going for programming at the hall as well.
Great. Is there any other updates at the hall that you wanted to tell us about?
We talked about the punch card, which is people can volunteer their time for health and wellness program for the hall once a week. And then people have these punch card passes that ends up being $5 a session. And it's been really great so far with Caitlin's karate or fierce and fluid class. It's been a really, really good turnout, really good feedback. So we're looking for more people that want to do something along those lines.
Live entertainment for the Equinox Party has been confirmed. Annie Beckler, the Cortez Drummers, DJ Palm Poco, and Jesse Roy and Friends will be performing on the Manson's Hall stage on March 25th. You may remember Jesse Roy as CKTZ News spoke with her back in January. Here's a refresher.
Being here has brought out the bloom, flowering again that way.
All I know is that my heart will be craving you. All I know is that my body is missing you.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.